Crews from the U.S. Space Shuttle Discovery and the International Space Station are preparing for today's spacewalk, the first of three for the current mission. Astronauts will begin the installation of a new 2-ton segment to the station's girder-like backbone. The $11 million component will bridge routing power, data, and coolant for the space station. Since the station went into orbit in 1998, the outpost has been running on a temporary electrical system. Lead Flight Director Tony Sakachi says the spacewalk will be the first step to rewiring the station to its permanent system.
We have seven challenging dock days ahead of us as we go through and do both the electrical and thermal reconfiguration of the station.
The Shuttle Discovery docked with the space station late Monday after a two-day flight from Earth. The linking of the two spacecraft was relatively uneventful. However, astronauts used the station's robotic arm to examine the shuttle's left wing, where sensors detected a minor disturbance. NASA officials say they do not expect it to affect the mission. Mission Management Team Chairman John Shannon also says managers will examine images showing an orange cellophane-like material sticking out of the shuttle's left external fuel tank door.
I don't expect it to be a big deal. The thing we're always concerned about is if you have a tile damage that goes across a seal, and it doesn't look like it goes across a seal in any of these. It looks like very shallow.
The seven Discovery crew members include Sweden's first astronaut, Christer Fuglesang, who will be one of the two spacewalkers. Astronaut Sunita Williams is exchanging places with station crew member Thomas Reiter of Germany and will stay on the station for the next 6 months. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Washington.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。